Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala. Farmers are getting ready with their tractors. Routes and plans are finalized. Union flags are set to fly high with the national flag on the Republic Day. This year, the Republic Day celebrations will be different from any other year as two different types of parades are set to take place in the national capital. One of the Indian Armed Forces displaying their strength and another of farmer unions displaying the strength of the Republic.
किसान बहुत बड़ी गिनती आ रहे हैं। देश का किसान दिल्ली की तरफ आ रहा है। दुनिया के लोग इसको देखेंगे, दुनिया का मीडिया इसको देखेगा। ये दुनिया में के सामने इस किसानों की दर्द की कहानी जाएगी।
Jaswinder Singh Soma is the Vice President of Bharatiya Kisan Union Ekta Ugran.
इसकी तैयारियां हमने मुकम्मल कर लिया। सेक्टर तैयार है, किसान तैयार है, वॉलंटियर तैयार है। हम पूरे शांतमय तरीके से इस प्रदर्शन को करेंगे।
The rally is happening in the backdrop of 11 rounds of inconclusive talks between the farmer unions and the central government. In the latest proposal, the government said it would halt the three new farm laws for 18 months. But farmers are demanding a complete repeal of these laws and are not ready to accept any quick fixes.
See, the government proposal is absolutely unsatisfactory. That is the unanimous opinion of all the farmers' organizations under the Sayukta Kisan Morcha.
Ashok Dable is the national president of All India Kisan Sabha.
You see, after 1.5-2 years, they can again bring back the law, number one. Secondly, there is a legal issue. See, a parliament has passed a law. Neither the government nor even for that matter the Supreme Court can actually legally put it in abeyance. You know, even if they say now that for 2 years we are keeping it in abeyance, what is there to stop them from again reviving it after 2 years? That's why we will not stop short of repeal. That has been our demand from the very first day.
2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court had stayed the implementation of these laws, observing that there wasn't sufficient consultation with the farmers while passing these laws. The court also set up a 4-member committee of agricultural economists and farmer leaders to solve the deadlock between the protesting farmers and the union ministers. But the farmer unions are not willing to take part in discussions with this committee, as all the 4 members of this panel have publicly expressed their support to the 3 new farm laws earlier.
Our opinion was that panel itself was totally biased. All the 4 people that the Supreme Court named were all supporters of the 3 laws. They had gone on public record saying that they are supporting the laws. And then, of course, as you know, Bhupinder Singh Mann resigned from the panel. So now only 3 are remaining. They are all diehard supporters of the laws. So what is the point in going before them?
One of the panel members, Bhupinder Singh Mann, resigned from the panel, saying that he would sacrifice the position offered to him so as to not compromise with the interests of farmers in the country. Though a few farmer organizations have met the Supreme Court appointed committee for a discussion, the farmers from the Samyukta Kisan Morcha, which is a panel of over 400 farmer organizations, have said that the laws should have been discussed before it was passed. These laws were introduced as ordinances in June and they were passed in September amidst a chaos in the parliament. The 3 laws are part of the government's agricultural reform policy, which says that it would make it easier for farmers to sell their produce directly to private buyers. It's giving a license to private buyers to enter into an agreement of contract farming. It's giving traders a license to stock essential food items. But farmer unions say that they had never asked for these reforms and it would help the corporates and businessmen than a small-scale farmer. We have discussed the three farm laws in a previous episode and you can listen to it with the link in the description. For over 2 months, lakhs of farmers are protesting at the borders of Delhi, turning the highways into mini towns and turning their trucks and tractors into their houses. Close to 160 people have lost their lives so far from accidents, the harsh winter weather and even suicides during the protest.
हमारे देश के लोग किसान जो बॉर्डरों पे बैठे हैं उनकी लाशें अपने अपने घरों पर जा रही हैं, बहुत मौतें हो रही हैं हर रोज। 160 के करीब किसान बिजी बहने और भाई शहीद हो गए इस बॉर्डरों पर संघर्ष करते।
Farmer unions from across the country have already started marching to the capital. Close to 10 lakh farmers are expected to take part in the tractor march on the Republic Day. Farmers across various districts in the country are marching towards the state capital in solidarity with the tractor march in the capital. And in the days to come, farmer unions are planning to intensify their protest until the farm laws are repealed.
शुरुआत की थी हमने हमें ये समझ के की थी कि लड़ाई बहुत लंबी है ये बड़ी लड़ाई है इसलिए 6 महीने भी इसको जीतने के लिए लग सकते हैं साल भी लग सकता है 2.5 साल 3 साल भी इस आंदोलन को लग सकते हैं ये हमें पता है इसलिए हम कदे भी हिंसक नहीं होंगे सरकार झुकेगी लोग जीतेंगे
विल द गवर्नमेंट रिपील दीस लॉज और विल द फार्मर्स एक्सेप्ट द प्रपोजल्स ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट Or will the deadlock continue? We don't know for sure. But this 26th January will be remembered for years to come. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.